Are you able to hear us?
Yes, can you hear us?
Yes.
All
right.
Hello?
Hi, Mr. Ortiz?
Yes.
Sir, could you please state your full name, your ADC number for us for the record?
Jesus Jose Ortiz, 32-9257.
Okay, Mr. Ortiz, you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, sir. I'm going to introduce you to the board members conducting your hearing today. You have the Honorable Luis Quinones, the Honorable David Neal, the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse, the Honorable, my name is Michael Johnson. I'm going to be acting as your hearing lead today, sir. Also with us, sir, representing the Department of Correction as well as your parole officers, Mr. Westby, sir.
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Ortiz, prior to your hearing today, you received and you signed a notification form that advised you that you were going to have this board's hearing today. Do you recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yes.
On that form, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney to represent you at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir?
Myself, I don't have
it. Okay. All right, sir. At this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Westby in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
I do.
And do you, at this time, the department advises that Mr. Ortiz is currently serving a one-year sentence for theft of means of transportation and ag assault that he was sentenced to on December 1st, 2018. I'm sorry, December 11th, 2018.
Okay. So, Mr. Ortiz, I see that you're serving a sentence that you just received from a one-year sentence that you received on December 11th, but I'm going to have to go through phase one of this hearing, sir, and then go ahead and conclude it, okay?
Okay.
All right. So you have five allegations listed on your warrant. I'm going to read each of those allegations to you, Mr. Ortiz. When I read you those allegations, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false, okay?
Okay.
Okay, the allegation number one says you're in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number five as demonstrated by your act of being in possession of a vehicle without the owner's consent on or about November 20th, 2018 in Maricopa County. Sir, is that true or false?
True.
Allegation number two, and sir, also let me give you the option that you can also plead the fifth since you do have a booking number, the DR number, that may have already been adjudicated, but I do want to give you that option because these hearings are tape recorded and the attorney could have an option to get those proceedings, a copy of these proceedings, okay?
Okay, I understand.
All right, allegation number two states that you're in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number five as demonstrated by your act of not complying to a lawful order on or about November 20th, 2018. Is that in Maricopa County. Is that true or false, sir?
It's true.
Okay, allegation number three says you're in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number five as demonstrated by your engagement in physical assaultive behavior on or about November 20th in Maricopa County, Arizona. Sir, is that true or false? You want to take the fifth?
That's true.
Okay. And then allegation number four states you're in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number five as demonstrated by your act of destroying someone else's property on or about November 20th, 2018 in Maricopa County, Arizona. Is that true or false, sir?
True.
All right. And then the last allegation states that you're in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number five as demonstrated by your act of interference of a public passage on or about November 20th, 2018 in Maricopa County. Sir, is that true or false?
True.
Okay, thank you, sir. All right, then, based on the admission of Mr. Ortiz, I'm going to move to find that he was delinquent. He did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision.
What was that?
I said, based on your admission, I'm going to move to find that you was delinquent. You did violate the terms and conditions of your supervision, that you may have lapses, about to lapse into criminal ways or a company. And because you already have a sentence that you've already been to court to, a New Year sentence, a 1 year sentence, I am going to part of move that your community supervision will violate the terms and conditions of your supervision at last or about to lapse in the criminal ways. Kind of further move to we vote to community supervision on those bases, sir.
Second.
Agreed.
Agreed. Okay, Mr. Ortiz?
Yes.
Okay, sir, the community supervision has been revoked. And because you have the 1 year sentence that you have that you received on December 11th of 2018, we don't know what your next release date would actually be. That would be something that Time Comp would have to do, sir. I want to thank you, Mr. Ortiz, for participating in your hearing today. Could you please put the CO3 back on the phone, sir?
Okay.